Morning. Today's daf and Chrisos is daf Dalet. We're back on Gimel, Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara is really turned into an accountant in terms of trying to understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says 36 Chayvei Chrisos, 34 Lavin and two Aseis. So now of the 34 Lavin, so one of them is Shabbos. One of them is Shabbos. What do you mean one is Shabbos? Shabbos itself represents 39 separate Isurim. There are 39 malachas on Shabbos. Each malacha on Shabbos represents its own carbon chatos. So the Mishnah, which says 36, and well, if I just look at Shabbos by itself should be 39. 39 plus another 35, right? So, that's a lot. It's, you know what I mean. It's 39 plus 35. So why does the Mishnah go? Why is the Mishnah saying 36? So, the Gemara went about this in two approaches. The first approach of the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph was a technical approach. Well, maybe when we say Chil Shabbos, we're talking about where he was a Zadon bin Malachos, meaning he knew about every one of the Malachos. That wasn't the issue. The issue was he forgot today was Shabbos. He woke up, he thought today was Sunday. Where even if he wakes up in the morning thinking today was Sunday and he violated 1, 2, 3, 4, 39 various malachos, he's only going to be chayv one carbon chatos. Maybe that's the case in the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The challenge of that answer, which say it's an ingenious answer, but the challenge of that answer was find me the complementary case by avodah zarah. Meaning, find me a scenario where a person knows that you're not allowed to worship avodah zarah in its specifics, but he was a shogeg on the avodah zarah itself. Right, shogeg on avodah zarah, that's a strange thing to say. How can you not know it's avodah zarah? Or if you didn't know it was avodah zarah, how could you be chayav a carbon chatas? Okay, so the Gemara struggled over there. That led us to the discussion of being Ovid of Odazar, Mi'aval, Mi'ira, and we discussed that yesterday. Okay, that was the technical answer, and then the Gemara goes with a non-technical answer. Now, the non-technical answer is provided to us by Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika in the name of Rav Bibi. And he says, shame. Look, it's just giving us categories. Meaning, when it says 36 Chrisos, it means, categorically, there are 36 Chrisos. Of those categories, one category called Shabbos. There's another category called Avodah Zarah. It's just Shemos. It's just categories. That's how you deal with the Mishnah. So this is where we left off yesterday. We're now on Gimel Amud Beis. We're halfway down the page. A little bit less than that. And the Gemara says... Yeah, in other words, Arayos, you could have said category. That's a good question. And that covers first 15 of our 36. And why don't we just simply say Arayos? It's early. It's early in the morning. too early to stump me. Wait till a little bit later on. Okay, so the Gemara has a... The Gemara is now going to question this approach. Rav Achabre, Rav Ika, Rami, Delay, Adilay. Okay? In the Gemara, we're about 20 lines from the top of the page. First word of the line is Katani. And now the Gemara says there's a stira between Rav Achabre, Rav Ika, and Rav Achabre, Rav Ika. Delay, Adilay. Meaning it seems to contradict something else that he said. Is he really subscribed to this idea of shemos, of categories? Look, we have this thing called mala b'chutz. Mala b'chutz means offering a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Remember, there are two separate Isurim. One is shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the other one is offering limbs on a assembled altar outside the Beis HaMikdash. Even in Mala B'chutz, we can then further subdivide, and we can say that there are two separate Isurim of Mala. One where I shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash, took the limbs outside and offered them outside, or I shechted outside and then offer those limbs outside. Those are two different Isurim. And meanwhile, Avery Panim Bachutz Chayev, Avery Chutz Bachutz Chayev, Kashalel Rabibi Barabaye. And look, on this, Rabibi Barabaye asks a simple question. Ihachi, if you're right, meaning those are two separate Isurim, so then Rabibi Barabaye says, what about the first Mishnah Krisis? Meaning.
I don't know.
So what? Look. What about the first Mishnah and Krisis? Meaning our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Hadinah Shlosh Mishal Vishesh Krisis Batara. So there are 36 Krisis. Meaning now that you're telling me that offering limbs of an animal could be subdivided into two, So now you don't have 36, you have 37. Tilson v'sheva ninhu. De'ika mala v'amala. Because there are two forms of mala. To which the Gemara now wants to know, what was his question? Why is he asking that as a question? Meaning this is the same Rabbi Bar Abaye who gave us the answer of shemos, of categories. So once we're in this world of categories, so technically you're right, there may be two different malas, but so what? Categorically, it's mala. Mala b'chutz. So my kashale nishne shem hala katani. So why don't you go to your go-to move of shemos? That's the Gemara's question. So me, Dami, so the Gemara says, no. I'll tell you why he couldn't go to that move, his answer. Because Shabbos, v'avodas kochav tani yason, a beino chehon, right, strange word. We don't see this word that often. I'm not even sure if I said it correctly. And the girsa of the Aruch is different. It's bichano sehon. Either way, the point of the Gemara is like this. When it comes to Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, you want to know more about Shabbos? Okay. Open up Masechta Shabbos. Right? And learn the seventh parak of Shabbos, and you'll learn about all the malachos. And you want to learn more about Avodah Zarah? Good. There's a Masechta called Avodah Zarah. You can open it up and you can learn about all the different types of ways of being over to Avodah Zarah and all the liabilities. And okay. So in other words, our mission creases could just simply say Shabbos, and you know that we're talking about categorically there's something called Shabbos. And there's an entire Masechta dedicated to that, and the same thing is true with Avodah Zarah. However, Gabi Krisus. I'm sorry. Gabi Krisus, Diri Mishani, Shem Shabbos Katani, Shem Avodah Kocham Katani. So in Krisus, where we're just referencing over here, you could say Shabbos. You could say Avodah Zarah. However, Gabi Hala, Mitana Yason, Beino Chehon, Deshani Haki. But when it comes to this Isser called Mala B'chutz. Now, it's true there is a Masechta called Zvachim. And it is also true that the end of Zvachim deals with this Isser of Mala B'chutz. But there's no real central location where I could just simply say, oh, you want to know about being Mala B'chutz? Look over there. Meaning there's no real over there. So he can't just, our Mishnah can't just simply, when it comes to Mala B'chutz, say, Shame Halah. There's a category called halal. It doesn't really exist. There's no category of halal. So that's why he didn't like that answer. Okay. What if we have a scenario where the Torah mentions that there are two curries punishments and only one lav? Okay, follow me. Two curries punishments and one lav. So the Gemara says, Amalei shochev ala kamart. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You're talking about the Isser of Shechito and the Isser of Halal, which we've identified as two separate lavin, meaning shechting an animal outside the base of Mikdash, offering the limbs of those animals outside the base of Mikdash. You want to tell me that that's two Isuri Krisus and one lav? That's not true. Hani Shtein Lavim Ninhu. Those are two separate lavin. Now, if you look up the Psukim and Chumash, you will see that you won't actually find two separate lavin. We have to get to that point by using drushas. Either the Gemara is going to give us two avenues. We're going to either use a Gzera Shava or we're going to use a Hekesh. One or the other. But either way, in other words, we have the drushas. Ilaman de Gamar Migzera Shava Namar Kanhava Venamar Lahalan Havala Mala Halalan Ashala Imkain Hizr Afkan Lahan Ashala Imkain Hizr. Okay, either it's a Gzera Shava of Hava, and Laman de Maisala Behekesh Amakra Shamta Le. Or if you want, there's also a hekesh. There you should bring it, and there you should do it. Makish shchita la'ala. Now, hala is offering it, and shchita. Now there's a hekesh, the two are connected. Mahala lo'ana shalem kin hizr, af shchita lo'ana shalem kin hizr. So just like there is only there's a punishment for hala, there's also, and a warning, so there's also a punishment and a warning for shchita as well. So in other words, we have drashas that tells us that there's a lav for both halaa and shchita. So Dilma beis mitzvos v'lav echad kamart. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, that was never our question. Here's our question. Do we have, and the answer is we're going to have, do we have something which is represented in two capital punishments, but only with one lav? Okay? Meaning that the Torah tells us that you're going to be put to death for doing either one of these activities, even though when the Torah presents us the lav, it only presents us one lav. We'll be clear about this in just a moment. Mahi, Ov, v'Yidoni. So the Gemara says, yes it is, it's called Ov and Yidoni. Ov and Yidoni It's conjuring up the dead. They're both different forms of conjuring up the dead. Ov, okay, now I speak with no experience, thankfully. Ov, you take a bone, you put it in your mouth, and then the dead speaks through your mouth. Okay? Right? It's like dummy ventriloquist, right? And obviously the person himself is the dummy. And Yudoni, similar, you take the bone, you put it underneath your armpit, and you flap your arms. Okay. Either
it makes
noise. It makes noise. Correct. The Ov Yudoni. So, and when the Torah presents us the Isurim of Ov Yudoni, the Torah only gives us one lav. Right? I have the pasuk. Give me a moment. I do. Sorry. Okay. Don't. Okay. Al tifnu el ha'avos ve'el ha'yidonim. Al tivakshu l'tama bahem ani Hashem lokechem. Okay. Perik yotes pasuk lamed aleph. Okay. Al tifnu el ha'avos ve'el ha'yidonim. Okay. That's one lav. The al is the lav. So both Yisurim are represented by one lav. And meanwhile, when it comes to the punishment, and by the way, the Kari's punishment also is represented by one. V'hanefesh asher tifne el avos v'el yidinim l'znos acharem nasati es panai benefesh ahi ha'hu v'yikarti oso mikarev amo. But meanwhile, the Torah, when talking about the death penalty, mentions a death penalty for Ov, and it mentions a separate death penalty for Yidoni. So the question on the table is a very simple question. Is it one lav or two lavs? Well, the pasuk that talks about the lav actually mentions one lav. On the other hand, when talking about the death penalty, it actually separates the two for two separate death penalties. So is the separation for death penalty is also separation for lav? I know this sounds very technical. It is. But it's very important to know. It's practical as well. What if I violate both of them b'shogeg? Right? How many carbon chattises do I need to bring? One carbon chattis or two carbon chattises? So Amalei, the Haplukta, the Rav Yochanan Vish Lakish, the Tanu Gabe Haniskalan, Ba'ovi Yidoni Vikashilan, Maishna Gabi Skila Tani Yidoni Vigabi Krisos Lo Tani Yidoni. So the Gemara here notes the following. Well, look, when you learn Sanhedrin, okay? And we did some time ago. When you learn Sanhedrin, so there the Gemara Sanhedrin is interested in corporal punishment. That's Sanhedrin. So there it actually mentions both Ov and Yidoni. When learning Krisus, which we're learning right now, our Mishnah only mentions Ov and not Yidoni. So it's a simple question. How come the Mishnah in Sanhedrin for capital crime mentions both Ov and Yidoni? And here in Krisus, when we're talking about the courage punishment, the chatas punishment, it only mentions Ov, not Yidoni. Okay? Amar Rav Yochanan, whole shame, Balav Echa Namru. So Rav Yochanan says it's very simple. Because it's one love, meaning exactly what we suggested. It's one love. Meaning when the Torah introduces us to Ov and Yidoni, the Torah only introduces us to us with one al, with one love. So therefore, you can't be chayv two carbon chattises for both of them because they are both really one. In terms of a capital crime in the death penalty, you'll get death penalty for either one. Now, don't tell me two death penalties because Beis Din can only kill you one time. So in terms of death penalty, so fine. So you'll be chayv for either one of them. But in terms of how many lavim they are, it's only one. V'neima yidoni v'lo neima ba'ov. So the Gemara now has a simple question. So according to Rav Yochanan, our Mishnah could have selected either one. Meaning it's one lav. So our Mishnah could have said Yidoni. So Kesavra, whole pasach hakasa, b'baal ov. But the Gemara gives a very simple answer for Rav Yochanan. Look, when the Torah introduces us to this compound iser, the Torah introduces us to first ov, and then Yidoni. Okay, that's simple. V'reish Lakish amar hol vein bo maisa. Now Reish Lakish says no. They really are two separate lavin. Meaning he fundamentally disagrees with Rav Yochanan. They're two separate lavin. Okay, if they're two separate lavin, so they should be counted on our Mishnah two times over. Meaning there should be a carbon chatas for Ov, and there should be a carbon chatas for Yidoni. So very shlakish, my time alo amak Rav Yochanan, I'm sorry, hova ein bo maisa. And so his answer is, well, there is no maisa, there's no action. Okay, I made one mistake. I'm sorry. Right now, I'm just thinking this through. I confused Ov and Yedoni. I'm sorry. Ov is where you put it under your arm. Okay, now we're better. Ov is where you put it under your arm, and Yedoni is where you put it in your mouth, and it just speaks through your mouth. Okay, that clears up my own confusion. Back to the Gemara. Okay, I was wrong earlier. Okay, so anyway, Hovein Bomaisa. So the Gemara, so Reish Lakish says, so look, Yedoni is just where you put the bone in your mouth and it speaks through your mouth. There's no action. There's no action. So, and so therefore, even though it's a separate lav, it's a lav Shein Bomaisa. Okay, you're not going to get Malkus for a lav Shein Bomaisa, and you're not going to bring a carbon chatas for a lav Shein Bomaisa.
You're not going to get death either for?
Sure you will. Right. In other words, because the Torah imposes a death penalty. It's a capital crime. No different than Megadev, than blasphemy.
Don't you get no malchus for the other one, even though it has
No different than Adam Zomimim. Meaning there are crimes which could result in a capital punishment, even though it's not a lav. Even though it's a lav shein b'maisa. Let me say it better. Even though it's a lav shein b'maisa. Okay. So Reish Lakish ma'ahim holvein b'maisa. So in other words, what Reish Lakish is doing... Okay, now that I explained it correctly, what Reish Lakish is doing is basically saying, look, the flapping of your arms, that's an action. That's Ov. The Yedoni is just words coming out of your mouth. Okay, that's not an action. Okay, that's why in our Mishnah Krisos, which is talking about Karban Chatas, which is linked to Malkus, right? Not necessarily, but in other words, but you need an action to bring a Karban Chatas, so therefore our Mishnah mentions only Ov and not Yedoni. Reish Lakish, my time alo amar k'Rav Yochanan. So amar papa da chalukin heim b'misos. So, and Reish Lakish doesn't agree with Rav Yochanan for a very simple reason. Because they're two separate laven. How do I know that? Because when the Torah introduces us to the death penalty, it mentions a death penalty for both. Evident of the fact that it's two separate laven. Rav Yochanan amar lacha chalukin de lav, ave chaluka, chaluka de miso, lave chaluka. And Rav Yochanan's response to that is, so what? It doesn't matter. The fact that the Torah gives us two capital punishments for both Ov and Yedoni, that doesn't tell us they're two separate Lavin. In fact, when you read the Pasuk regarding the Lavin, it only says Al one time. It's one Lav. It's like a compound Lav. But it's one Lav. It's not two separate Lavin. Rav Yochanan, my time alama, Reish Lakish, kasev aman tana krisis, Rabbi Kivahi. Now, why doesn't Rav Yochanan appreciate his brother-in-law's pshat? So it's because, who's the author of our Mishnah Krisis? Our big Mishnah of 36. Who is that? That's Rabbi Akiva. Dama lo be'inan ma'isa. Because there's no ma'isa requirement. How do I know that? Because of the 36, what's included in the 36? Giduf, blasphemy. Blasphemy does not require an action. It only is dibor. It is only speech. So you and who is going to hold you liable for a karban, even if it's just speech? And the answer is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Tana who does not require a Maisa. So our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Akiva. So Nehid Rabbi Akiva lo bai Maisa Rabba Maisa Zuta bai. So the Gemara says, look, Rabbi Akiva, even though we usually say he doesn't require an action, what we mean is he doesn't require a big action. But he needs something. There has to be some action. So Baov, my Maisa Isbeh, Kashas Rasavave. So Maisa Megadav, my Maisa Isbeh, Kimas Vasavave Maisa. So the Gemara says, look, when it comes to Ov, so flapping of the arms, that's an action. When it comes to blasphemy, the moving of your lips, that's an action. Again, all according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a major action, but he requires minor action. He requires something. Because so Kasa Kadacha, Kashas Rasavave Maisa Zuta, Afilu Lirabanan. Now, the Gemara kind of telegraphs its punch over here. The Gemara says that right now, as a Havamina, we're thinking that this also considered a Maisa vis-a-vis the Chachamim as well, who disagree with Rabbi Kiva, Meisvei, to which the Gemara now asks a question about Avodah Zarah, Chavimeno, Chayval, Al-Dav, Shishba, Maisa, Kagon. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, and you're Oved Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, and you have to bring a Karban Chatas, it has to be a Avodah Zarah... It has to be a violation of Avodah Zarah that has an action. Kigon, zivach, kitor, nifseh, chishtachava. Either you actually shechted an animal, You burned incense to the animal. You poured libation, to the Avodah Zarah. And you bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. V'kashalan. And on this, we were just perplexed. Yishtach v'leis be'maisa. Well, what do you mean? Bowing down, that's an action? So, v'amrish lakish, amani Rabbi Kibi, dam lo b'ina maisa. So, first, Rabbi Reish Lakish's answer, which is, well, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't require an action. So, that brisa that we just quoted, that's a Rabbi Akiva brisa. That doesn't require an action. Rabbi Yochanan amar, afilu tamar rabbanan, kvifas kamaso have maisa. So, and Rabbi Yochanan's response is, what do you mean? Bowing your body down? That's not an action. That is an action, even according to the Chachamim. Mechlal desfir le'le Reish Lakish, libez rabbanan, kvifas kamaso lo rabbanan lo have maisa. So now it comes out that according to Reish Lakish, you see that Reish Lakish's understanding is that bowing your body down vis-a-vis the Chachamim is not an action. So Hakasha Zorasav have a Maisa. So now, if bowing your body down is not an action, flapping your arms is an action. The Elaki Kamar Reish Lakish Hakasha Zorasav have a Maisa Zuta Aliba Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, look, we're not talking about within the Chachamim. We're only talking about within Rabbi Akiva. So when we say that flapping arms is a maisa, that's according to Rabbi Akiva. V'lo rabban lo have a maisa, but according to the Chachamim, it's simply not a maisa. Hachi, amai tani yatsa megadev shein bo maisa nitzni yatsa megadev ubal ov. Good. So now we get fine. So we have now somewhat of a better understanding. Again, there is a question of Rabbi. We start off with the starting point. Rabbi Akiva doesn't require an action. We're now further modifying that statement. He doesn't require a major action, only requires a minor action. What constitutes a minor action? So what we're saying now is flapping of your arms is a minor action. And moving your lips for a giduf is a minor action. Eve, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Akiva, you need a minor action. Okay. So, when the Mishnah ends up the whole discussion, remember that back on Daf Beis when we learned the Mishnah, and the Mishnah gets us to the end, the Mishnah says, but the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim feel that you're not going to be Chayv Karban Chatos for Giduf. Why? Because, again, the Chachamim fundamentally disagree with Rabbi Akiva, they require a major action. Why does the Mishnah only end off with, and I disagree with Megadev? Now, based on everything what we're saying, what the Mishnah should end off with is, I, the Chachamim, disagree with Megadev, and Balov. Okay, there should be two cases where the Chachamim disagree with. So, Chalimitata Katane. So the Gemara's answer is very simple. Well, he just gave us one example, but there's another example as well. Even though that's unusual, because if there's only one other exception, usually the Gemara doesn't say, oh, well, that's just, he just gave you an example. If there's only one other exception, you should give the only other exception, which is, oh, but, okay. I raise that only as a small issue. So listen, Megadev. Well, if you're only choosing an example and you have two choices to choose from, why did the Chachamim choose Megadev? Because Megadev itzrichle sakadat chaamin ahol v'ksiv kariz delay b'makom karban. Well, the Gemara says, well, where are you going to find Gidev? You're going to find it in Parsha Shlach, right next to karban chatas. So I might have thought that even the Chachamim who normally require an action, maybe they'll find that Giduf, that blasphemy, is the exception to the rule, because the Pasuk of Giduf is actually mentioned in the context of Karban Chatas. Ema moda leila Rabbi Akiva. I might have thought that they would agree to Rabbi Akiva that blasphemy does require Karban Chatas. Kamash malan de lo. Okay, so the Chiddush is no. It does not require an action. Okay. So far, so good. Okay, that was a little bit complicated, admittedly, but look, here's basically what we're trying to understand. Our Mishnah mentions Ov, does not mention Yidoni, and the question is, why not? And we have basically two approaches. First, we have the approach of Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan's approach is a very fundamental one. Ov and Yidoni is one lav, period. Okay, and that's why our Mishnah only mentions Ov, because Ov is Yidoni, Yidoni is Ov. Not that they're the same thing, but they're under the same Lav umbrella. That's Rav Yochanan's response, and Reish Lakish's response is no. Yidoni is not mentioned in our Mishnah because that does not have an action. And even though our Mishnah represents the position of Rabbi Akiva, and even though Rabbi Akiva does not require an action, but what Reish Lakish does is he modifies Rabbi Akiva's position, not a big action, but you need some action, some minor action. So by Giduf you have a minor action. By Ov you have a minor action. Respectively, Giduf is the flapping of your mouth, and Ov is the flapping of your arms. Okay. And so that's why. And Yidoni, I guess the argument now is, Yidoni has zero action, and even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not going to be chayv a karban chatas, because that is zero action. Okay? That is essentially where we are right now in our Mishnah, in terms of why does our Mishnah not mention Yidoni. Ula amar ba ov diktani b'mekata l'shed. So Ula gives a different approach. Ula says that when our Mishnah is talking about Baal Ov, you misunderstood Baal Ov. You thought Baal Ov was conjuring up the dead. The Gemara says no. Baal Ov is mekater l'shed, offering up incense for a demon. So maskel v'rabbi im kein haino ovid avodas kochavim. So isn't that avodah zarah? So the Gemara says ela amarav mekater l'shed amenas lechavro. So the Gemara says, no, he's not being Ovid Avodah Zarah. He wants to basically pull together a whole bunch of demons. He wants to assemble demons together. That's what he would like to do. Not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, but just simply to get them together. Amalei Abaye, Imkein Haino Chover Chaver. So the Gemara says, well, that's represented by another Issa in the Torah. There's an Issa in the Torah called Chover Chaver, which basically means that you're not allowed to using sorcery and witchcraft. You're not allowed to aggregate and pull things together, animals, insects, or I guess we're going to add to that list now even demons. You can't pull things together. So the Gemara says, fine, what do you mean? Now, that doesn't bother me. Meaning, you're right, I agree with you, it's chover chover. But this form of chover chover, where I'm not collecting together animals, but I'm collecting together demons. That's a capital crime.
Collecting
animals, meaning that by using sorcery, I'm going to get all the animals to come to me. Oh. In one area. The elochover chover debalav hadenu. So I'm like a detainer. So the Gemara says, look, I'll illustrate to you an example of what chover chover, what a chover chover is only in the context of a lav, not a capital crime. Kedetanya, so he says, well, let's learn the Gemara and Sanhedrin together. Chover chover echad chover gadol echad chover katan. You could assemble large animals together. You could assemble small animals together. Either way, that's chover chover lav, which is only a lav. Ve'afilu chover l'nechashim v'akravim, even a snake and a scorpion. Even assembling them together. Use it by method of sorcery or black magic. That's a lav. Amar Abaye, hay man dabai lemitzmet zibor v'akrava aser. Abaye says that if somebody wants to put together a bee and a scorpion using sorcery, that's going to be prohibited. V'i ka'asu basrei share. However, if they're chasing you, so then it would be permissible. Right now, right. It's hard to understand. In fact, if you look at Tosfos and you say to me, "What? Where?" and it's the bottom three lines right underneath the Gemara. I told you Tosfos is not occupying his normal space here in the first parak of Krisus. Tosfos says, "Understand, if your life is in danger, so then it for sure should be okay. And if your life is not in danger, why is it mutter?" And Tosfos does not have an answer to that question. That is difficult to understand. Okay. Okay. L'Rav Yochanan Amar Kfifas Kamaso Have Maisa. Now, let's go back to our discussion about what is an action and what is not an action. We're on the very bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Now, according to Rav Yochanan says that the bending of your body is considered an action. Remember, we had that brisa regarding Avodah Zarah. What are cases of Avodah Zarah which you would be chayav for? So the cases that we offered were Zivuach, and Kitur, and Nisuch, and bowing. Now, bowing your body, action or not an action? So Reish Lakish says, well, that's like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says you don't need a major action. Now, Rav Yochanan disagrees with his brother-in-law. Rav Yochanan says, no, that the bending down of your body is considered an action. So, we have a basic debate between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in terms of what is the threshold for an action. According to Reish Lakish, it's a major threshold, meaning just the bending down of your body, that's not anything. That's just bending your body. That doesn't meet his threshold of action. For Rabbi Akiva, it is, but good, that's Rabbi Akiva. But according to the Chachamim, it's not an action. Where meanwhile, according to Rav Yochanan, the bending of your body is considered a major action. So you see that Rav Yochanan has a very lower threshold in terms of what an action is. So the Gemara says, if that's true, so then if your threshold is lower, so according to you, Rav Yochanan, let's talk about the things that we discussed earlier. The moving of your lips, the clapping of your hands. These should be major actions, according to you, Rav Yochanan, where your threshold is now lower. Okay? So Gemara is going to ask now these questions according to Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan, da'amak fifas kamaso avemaisa, akima tzvasav na'avemaisa. So then just moving your lips. How is moving your lips any different than bending down your body? Right? It's if your threshold is so low. Na'avemaisa, gabe megadif, amarava, shani megadif, hol v'yeshna belev. So the Gemara says, look, blasphemy, it's true that you need to move your lips, but that's not really the isser. The real isser of blasphemy is what you're thinking. It just happens to be that it needs expression. How do I know what you're thinking? The only way I'm going to know that you're thinking is by you moving your lips. That's it. In fact, if we can go back to the beginning of Zvachim, and we could discuss the opposite form of this, well, not the opposite form, but right, remember, in the beginning of Zvachim, we had a long discussion of where you shecht a carbon, l'shem, another carbon. Right? And you have another carbon in mind. Well, how do I know what other carbon you have in mind? So Rashi said time and again, well, you're articulating. But the articulation is just so that we know what you're thinking. But the real issue is, what are you thinking? So when it comes to Gita, when it comes to blasphemy, the real issue is what you're thinking. It just has to come in the form of mouthing out the words. But that's not... We're not going to put that under the category of action. That's not a maitza. So Amarava Shani Megadiv Hol V'Yeshna Belev Ava Be'Ama Kimat Svasav Ava Maitza. Okay, but then now what you're telling me is that under any other circumstance, speaking is an action. Again, according to Rav Yochanan, who has a very low threshold of what a maitza is. So Maitza Rav Zer Yatsu Edim Zomim Shem Bo Maitza. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, right? It is a Taurus Kohanim. Right? I think. Okay, either way. It's a Braisa. Edim Zomimim is not a Maisa. Right? This is what the Braisa says. Edim Zomimim is not a Maisa. What do you mean? Again, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you have a very low threshold of Maisa. For you, even the smallest action, even the fluttering of your lips is considered an action. And meanwhile, the Braisa says, Edim Zomimim. Now, what's their Isser? Speech. And meanwhile, it says it's not an action. Now, Ve'amai, hi, I'll peek up. Now, the way we have the Gemara over here, our Gemara says that, well, you know what Edim Zomimim, you know what the real Isser is? The real Isser of Edim Zomimim is the fact that they see. The speech is just an expression, but the real Isser is what that which they see. Now, between us friends, that's a very, what I just said is a very difficult pshat in the Gemara. Even though I said it, correct, because the whole idea behind Edim Zomimim is they didn't see.
They lied.
Right? They claimed they saw, but they really didn't see. So, right, Michael, I'll say something similar to what you're saying. Maybe it's that they claim they saw something. So, but really, their real Isser is
their intent,
their machination. Right, they're imagining something that they saw. Okay, something along those lines. But it is difficult the way we have in our Gemara when the Gemara says V'yeshnam Beri'iya. In Sanhedrin, okay, the same discussion comes up in Sanhedrin. And if you take a look at the riff over there in Sanhedrin, the riff on the Gemara, the riff says I can't imagine that's the correct shot of the Gemara because exactly for what we just said. Edom Zomim are not seeing anything. So how can our Gemara say Re'iyah? So the riff over there actually says, I have a different girsa altogether than the Gemara. It's not Bere'iyah, it's with Ayah. Meaning that the Edom Zomim don't even have to speak. Meaning they just simply say yes. And that in of itself, you know, like all in favor say aye.
Right?
So it's true that they have to articulate, but they don't even have to articulate a whole lot. A couple of grunts is all they need. Something along those lines. Anyway, that is
the riff.
Okay. That is the riff over there who really just has difficulty understanding the girsas we have in our Gemara. Okay, we're continuing. We're now back to our Mishnah. We're up to Chalev. Eating of Chalev. This is number 23.
What does the bottom line mean?
Bottom line is, it's a difficult sugya. There's let me organize it like this, just in 30 seconds. There's a major machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in terms of what the threshold of Maisa is. Meaning, we know that in order to be Chayv Malkus or Karban Chatas, there has to be an action involved. There's a debate between these two in terms of what is the threshold of an action. Reish Lakish has a high threshold of action. So Reish Lakish says that in order to be Chayv at Karban Chatas or Malkus, either one, so you have to... You have to be, it has to be a serious action. Bowing down of your body, not enough of an action. Flapping of your arms, not enough of an action. Meaning there has to be something, it has to be something concrete. Right? Just genuflecting is nothing. Just bending is nothing. Certainly talking is for sure not an action. And we're not discussing now within the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has a lower threshold, but we're discussing even within the Chachamim. Okay. So, and based on that, Reish Lakish says, and that's why our Mishnah doesn't mention Yidoni, because it's simply not an action. It's not even an action according to Rabbi Kiva. Certainly not according to the Chachamim. Good. Rav Yochanan's threshold drops. Rav Yochanan says that the threshold of action is a very low threshold, even according to the Chachamim, which now means that according to Rav Yochanan, even a bending of your body, right, the bending of your body to Avodah Zarah, right, moving your arms for over Yidoni, those are all going to be considered action, deemed actions. That's the basic machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I assume Rav Yochanan. Normally we go like Rav Yochanan, but I'm assuming. I'm not sure.
The only speech is the one.
Eating chalev. Eating chalev is one of the chayve krisas. Number 23 in our Mishnah. Ha'ochel chalev. The Gemara discusses. Rabbi Shmuel says you're going to be chayev on all three. You eat the fat of a ox, the fat of a sheep, the fat of a goat, three isurim. Chachamim say, what do you mean? If you sit down to a meal and you have three plates in front of you, now three plates is a little more complicated because the plates themselves may divide the act. That svara is out there. We'll talk more about it later on this morning. But if I have three plates in front of you, and I have chalev each one of the plates, and I eat each one of them, behelam echan, in one state of unawareness, one karban chata, says the Chachamim. Now, name of Akamiflegi, the Rabbi Shmuel, Sever Lokan, Alav Shebechlalos, Rabban Sever, and Lokan, Alav Shebechlalos. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the machlokas over here is the age old discussion of Lav Shebechlalos, meaning, it is multiple prohibitions under one umbrella. This is what we call lav shebechlalos. And so maybe Rav Yochanan, sorry, we're done with Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Maybe, sorry. Maybe Rabbi Yishmael holds that you're going to get malchus for every lav, even though it's under one umbrella lav, is lav shebechlalos, and the Chachamim disagree. So the Gemara says, no. La'olam sever Yishmael ain lokan lav shebechlalos. V'shani hachadim yasri lukra. So the Gemara says, no. That's not up for discussion. That's not for debate. Everyone agrees that you don't get malchus for lav shebechlalos. If it's an umbrella lav that has multiple prohibitions underneath the umbrella, so you're not going to get malchus for each one of them. But rather over here, the point of discussion is, the point of dispute is whether or not they are actually separate lavin. Rabbi Shmuel's argument is they are because they're extra words. Why? Nichtav rechmana kol chelev lo sochlu. Sure. V'chesed, v'ez, lamelishma, menelechalek. The Torah just could simply say, don't eat chalev, period. Why does the Torah then have to highlight? Sure, chesed, and ez. The reason why, argues Rabbi Shmuel, is because there are three separate lavin. V'rabbanan, and the Chachamim will say, they're not extra words. Ilo kasav shor v'chasav eiz hava amina filu chelav chaya. B'mashma, lahachi kasav shor v'chasav eiz, l'mem v'dechel shor v'chasav eiz hudasar, aval d'chaya shari. And the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yishmael, what are you talking about? Of course they're not separate. Of course these words aren't extra. Because the Torah has to tell me that shor chesav and eiz is aser, chay is mutter. How else would I know? Now, shapi kamrile. Now the Gemara, like, you know, elbows over here. The Gemara says, yeah, that's a good point. Like, Rabbi Yishmael, what do you have to say about that? Elahayna tamid to Rabbi Yishmael, the kasav imkin lechtav kol chelav shor lo sochlu. Kesav eiz lama lishma min alachalek. Okay, so the Gemara tries to now modify Rabbi Yishmael. And the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah could have gotten away with just simply saying the word shor and not kesev the eitz. The Gemara says, Rabbanan Savi, kesev rechmana kol chelav shor, havamina, nelav shor shor mi Sinai. Or if you would prefer, mi Shabbos. Magabi Shabbos chayva of kayotz behem, afgab agabi chila chayva of kayotz behem. Look. When the Torah says that your animal shouldn't work, the Torah says your shor should not work on Shabbos. Now we know that all animals are subject to Shmira Shabbos. All your animals have to keep Shabbos. Right? You have to have Shomer Shabbos animals. So I might have thought that, and the Torah only represents it with the word shor. So I might have thought that just like by Shabbos it says shor and that's it, so too by chaylev it says sure, but it really represents all animals as well. So lahachik,
huh? That would include chay also.
It would include chay as well. So good, you're already ahead of me. So kayotz ben lahachik kazav rachmanah shor v'kazav eiz lememar dahani asra v'chay v'of shari. Right. So that's why the Torah has to say sure kesav and eiz. So to tell me that the iser of chaylev is only limited to domesticated animals, not to chaya. So again, the Gemara elbows again. Shapi kamerlei. Good. You hear that? The Chachamim said good. Elahayna tamid kasav nechtov kol chelav kesev lo sochelu. Inami kol chelav eiz lo sochelu. Shor v'kesev eiz. Lama lishma min alechalek. So again, now, defending Rabbi Shmuel's position, the Torah could have just simply said either eiz or kesev, keves. Either one. The Torah flips. Or both of them. Why does it say shor keves and eiz? So to tell me that they are divided into three separate isurim. Rabbanan sarvi kasev kol chelav kesev hava amina chelav kesev aser v'shor v'eishari v'chitem amai omed kesev mishum disrabba ba'alya. And now basically what the Gemara is going to do is point out that each one of these animals has something unique about it, and that's why the Torah had to go out of its way to tell me that particular animal. So for example, by Kesev, it has a fatty tail. Now that fatty tail goes on the Mizbeach. So I might have thought, had the Torah only mentioned Kesev, it's because of its fatty tail. The Imurim of Shor, Kesev and Eiz need to go up onto the Mizbeach of your firstborn animal. Right? Because it's a shaman, basically. Now, had the Torah only mentioned shor, I would have thought only the imurim of a shor need to go up, because wow, you bring a lot of nesachim when it comes to the shor. The maximum amount of nesachim comes with the shor. So, nechter chavana bekesev and of shor ve'ez mi kesev, ikal amifrach malakesev, shikain is rabbe ba'alya, and the sheep has that fatty tail. Nechter rechmana ez v'nail of shor ve'kesev mina ikal amifrach malay, shikain is rabbe ez avos kochavim. Yeah, but it's the goat that is the animal that you bring if a person's over to Avodah Zarah, so the goat is a unique animal. So, min chad lo yafan a nechter of tarte v'nail of chada mi tarte. So the Gemara goes to the next step. You know, all this should sound awfully familiar. Well, if I can't learn out from one, so then I'll learn out through a mehatzad, a combination of two. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Deinelav, shor mi kesev eiz islon pircham ala kesev eiz shekinetz rabba isla pesach." Well, if the Torah only would have mentioned sheep and goat, well, those animals are eligible to be brought to carbon pesach, so maybe those animals are unique. Lo nichtav kesev venelf mishor veiz. How about a combo of ox and goat? Is lehon pircham ala shor veiz shekinetz rabba eiz avos kochavim. Yeah, but these animals are brought as a kapara for Avodah Zarah, where a sheep is not brought as a kapara for Avodah Zarah. Lo nichtav eiz v'nelav mishor v'kesev islam pircha ma'al shor v'kesev shekein yesh bot sad riboy. and the ox and the sheep have extra to the base, to the mizbeach. Ox, because it has the maximum amount of nesachim. Sheep, because it's got that fatty tail. Hilkach lo yafi mehadade. Okay. And that's why, to finish a long sentence, a run-on sentence, that's why the Torah needs to say shor, kesev, and eis. And one more time, the Gemara says, Shapi kamerle. Yeah, that sounds great. Elololam taimed Rabbi Shmuel kedarmin amikar adim kenichtav kolcheilav lishtok. Now, so we're going to go back to what we said originally. The Torah could have just simply said kolcheilav, period. And I would have known then that the chelav is prohibited. Now, my amar, why did that offend us to begin with? Because hayde kasa shor v'kesev eis l'mishra chelav chaya. Ha ki kasa krab binyan adikashim v'davar l'mei minyano. Now, what were you afraid of? Well, if the Torah would have stopped with the words kol chelav, I would have thought even the chelav of chaya. Rabbi Shmuel says, I never would have thought that. Because the whole context of chelav is in the context of karban. And we know that only behema is eligible for karban. Chaya is not eligible for karban. And we talk about this time and again. It's one of the yud gimel midos shatara nedreshes behem. Context. Since the Isser of Chelev contextually is by Karban, and since only Behema is eligible for Karban, the Isser of Chelev is only by Karban. This is what's called Davar Lamei Minyano. Mechlal de Rabban, Davar Lo Yafin, and Davar Lamei Minyano. And the Chachamim don't agree with that. So, Lo, Dekule Alma Yafin, and Davar Lamei Minyano. So the Gemara says no. Everyone agrees to this concept of Davar Lamei Minyano. V'halche by Pligar, Rabbi Shmuel, Davar Lamei Dem, Lav Milav, Bein Lav Uvein Milav. I'm sorry. Lav milav, bein milav, ubein milav de kares. Now we get to skip over here. Skip all those parentheses. Like four lines of Gemara. V'rabanan, lav milav yalfinan, lav mikares lo yalfinan. Look. You want to learn that one lav from one lav, that's fine. But then you want to learn a lav from kares? No, that we don't do. So in other words, to now tell me that if you want to tell me that they're three separate lavin, maybe I can buy into that. But they're separate krisos, which means that they're separate carbon chatzuses? No. Ibai zeh mahin etamet rabbanan kadam alei rav mari le rav zvid elamiata alya dechulin titzer. Or the Gemara says, or maybe in defense of the chachamim, we could say like this: the tail of a sheep should always be aser, always, even if it's a non consecrated animal. Amar le alecha, amar kra, kol chelav shor v'kesev eis, davar hashava b'shoshtem b'inan v'leka. No, because it's only the chelav of something where all three of those animals have in common. Not all three of those animals have a fatty tail. Hilcha, chiasa shor v'kesev eis, l'mishre alya d'chulen hu da'asa. Why then does the Torah mention shor kesev eis? To tell me that the fatty tail of a sheep, which is not a carbon, had it been a carbon, that tail would have gone on the mizbeach. Which might have led me to the conclusion that had it not been a carbon, I wouldn't be allowed to eat it. It might have been categorically called chelev. Hence, the Torah goes out of its way to tell me, no, because it's not something that applies to shor, kesev, and eis. And finally, one last round of this. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Lecha, Im Kein Lemakra, Kol Chelev Shor VeKesev. Eis Lamali, Shma Mina Lechale. If the Torah was interested in teaching us that point, the Torah could have gone away by just simply saying shor and kesev, leaving out A's, and then I would have known that the fatty tail of a sheep was permissible had it been chulin. Although, about 20 lines ago, the Gemara says that we couldn't have done that, and now the Gemara says we could have done that. Okay, let's do a little bit more for this morning. Am Rabbi Chanin, Amod Rabbi Shmuel, Inyan Karban Shein, Mevi Ella, Chatas Echad. Now, look. Rabbi Shmuel is saying that there are three separate lavin and there are three separate malkus, but there's only one chatas. My time at the lodami hadain lav la lav de arayas, because it's not the same as arayas. Meaning, by arayas you have a pasuk for every single one of the arayas, and therefore in our Mishnah there are 15 separate categories of arayas. But when it comes to chelav, even though Rabbi Shmuel says the eating of shor and kesef and eis are three separate lavin, but in terms of carbon, it's only one carbon chatas. Tana rabban v'asa achas v'asa heina lechayv akol achas v'achas shema chal chelav v'chelav shem echad b'shnei alamos chayv shtayim. Shtei shemos be'alam echad chayv shtayim. Okay. Now, Amale Rami Bar Chama Rav Chista Bishlam Hashem Echa Mishnei Alamos Chayv Shtayim Mishum De Alamos Mechalken. Look, if I eat fat, forgetting that it was prohibited, and then I remembered, and then I forget again, and then I remember, so that's called two halamas, and therefore you're going to be chayv two carbon chatasis. But if it's halam echad, if it's one state of unawareness, why would I be chayv two? So the Gemara says, well, maybe we're talking about you're eating chaylev of nosar. So in other words, it's one kezias of fat, which has two different isurim, chaylev and nosar. Now, it's true we have a general rule of ain isur chalal isur. Later in the Masechta, we're going to talk about that at length. But in the meantime, however, the Gemara now is saying, that's the case over here. Amaleim kein nechayev nami mishum kodesh. Well, you're forgetting now, if it's chaylev and it's nosar, you know what that means? It's also carbon. So there should be three. There should be also an asham me'ila. Ela amar av sheshes kegon de achal chaylev de hektesh. Okay, so the Gemara says, you ate chaylev of hektesh. Rabbi Yehudi, detanya, achal chaylev nevela, achal chaylev mukdashim chayev shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda amar chaylev mukdashim loke shalosh. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to get three malkias. Now, mechaychu ale b'marava. When they heard this pshat in Eretz Yisrael, they ridiculed this pshat. V'nukma kagon chelav deshor v'kesav v'eiz. Rabbi Shmuel damar loke shalosh. What do you mean? Why don't we set it up where you ate the chelav of shor kesav v'eiz, and why don't we say that it's going like Rabbi Yishmael? Alma lo ukma k'Rabbi Yishmael. So you see that it's not going like Rabbi Yishmael. The Amar Rabbi Chenin Amodaya Rabbi Yishmael Leyin Karben Sheinu Chayev Ela Chatas Echad. Even though Rabbi Yishmael holds that there are three separate lavin, but nevertheless, vis-a-vis Karben Chatas, it's only one Karben Chatas, not the same as Arayas. Okay. Hashanami, Rabbi Yehuda, Lamatukma, Dahamar Rabbi Lazar, Modai Rabbi Yehuda, Lingin Karban, Shemi Vi Elachatas Echad. So even though Rabbi Yehuda says that the eating of Chaylev of Hektesh represents multiple lavin, but it's only one carbon chatas. So I have a braisa, we're almost done. I have a braisa that says that you are chayev two carbon chatas for eating one kezias of something, but meanwhile, who can we pin this on? So Elam Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutine Hacha B'Maitkin Kizon Shachma B'Shnei Tamchuyin. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the case over here is I ate it off two separate plates. V'alibad Rabbi Yeshua D'Amar Tamchuyin Mechulakin. And Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that plates divide, meaning that if I eat, even though it's the same Isser, but I eat it off two separate plates and two Kizasim off two separate plates, so you're going to be chayev a carbon chatas for each and every plate. And that could be the author of that braisa that says that even though I'm eating one iser, but I can be chayev two carbon chatases if that braisa is going like Rabbi Yehoshua. Again, learning we do this morning is for Refuah Shlema, for Rafal Zaka Avram Ben Yakira Avigai. Rabbi Chananya Menakasha Amar Rasa Kodesh. Oh, and for Refuah Shlema for Esther Bastuba. Rabbi Chananya Menakasha Amar Rasa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amen.